armpits, in his ears, behind his ears, in his hair, and then he came to his mouth. He asked Himmler to open his mouth. He did, and he ran his tongue around his lips quite easily. But the doctor wasn't satisfied. He asked him to come nearer to the light. He came nearer to the light and opened his mouth. The doctor tried to put two fingers into his mouth to have a good look inside, I suspected. And Himmler drew his head away and, clamping down on the doctor's fingers, crushed the phial of poison which he had been carrying in his mouth for hours. The doctor said he's done it. He died. And when he died, we threw a blanket over him and left him. Thank you.